This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Pope Francis on Thursday visited one of Rio de Janeiro's most visible favela slums, Manguinhos, as he continues his pastoral visit to Brazil for the World Youth Day gathering. He's the first Latin American to visit his continent as pontiff, and in his words of greeting to the people of Manguinhos, Pope Francis straight off told them he had wanted to visit every district in Brazil. To knock on every door, to say good morning, to ask for a glass of cold water, to take a cafezinho, and talk with families about their hopes and troubles. But because I cannot go and knock on every door, your community, he mused, will have to represent all of Brazil, and he thanked them for welcoming him with such love and generosity. This generosity of the Brazilian people, even the most humble, he said, offers the world a valuable lesson in solidarity, an uncomfortable word all too often forgotten or silenced. Appealing to those with greater resources, to public authorities and those who work in social justice, Pope Francis urged them to work for a more just world. The culture of selfishness and individualism, he said, should give way to a culture of solidarity. He praised efforts that Brazil's society is making to integrate all its members, including the poorest. But, he warned, there can be no real promotion of the common good nor real human development when life, the family, education, health, and security are not protected and promoted. In what was a likely reference to recent mass protests throughout Brazil, Pope Francis spoke of the disappointment of many young people when they see corruption on the part of people who put their own interests before the common good. Procuram ser vocês os primeiros a praticar o bem. Never yield to discouragement, he challenged them. Do not lose trust or hope. Things can change. And he encouraged them to bring good and defeat evil in their society. I'm Tracy McClure.